For decades, environmentalists have warned that climate change endangers the planet. Now some business leaders see a threat to their bottom line. So, as WBUR's Callum Borchers reports, they're starting to divest from fossil fuels.
Rocky Kumar cares about climate change, but she's not exactly an activist.
No, not quite.
Kumar's background is in accounting. Cold, hard numbers. These days, she's the head of environmental, social, and governance investments at State Street Global Advisors in Boston, a firm that manages more than $3 trillion. And the numbers tell her fossil fuel investments simply aren't as promising as they once were.
It's about protests on the street, it's about kids leaving their classrooms, it's about the hurricanes, all of that.
Kumar notes that severe weather events can disrupt business, and she sees young protesters as the most vocal members of an entire generation of consumers, consumers who want to buy things that are better for the planet.
We raised the question of people wanting to buy electric vehicles, and one of the oil companies told me that, oh, you know, that's only 20-30% of our demand coming from cars.
To an asset manager like Kumar, that sounds like a lot.
I just looked at them and I said, well, any other sector had told me that 20-30% of the demand was at risk, it would be of concern.
State Street isn't the only money manager that's concerned. BlackRock, the world's largest, recently told clients that environmental sustainability will be a key factor in investment decisions going forward. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink explained on NPR's All Things Considered.
I have not done this with the idea of focusing on any activist groups or any other voice. We are a voice to the investors. Our job is to be speaking on behalf of our investors. And I wrote this letter not as an environmentalist. I wrote this letter as a capitalist.
In other words, it isn't so much about going green as it is about making green, as in money. Lately, there have been better ways to do that than the S&P 500's energy sector, which is made up of fossil fuel giants like ExxonMobil and Halliburton. It's yielded the worst return of the index's 11 business sectors in back-to-back years.
If fiduciary's main goal is to maximize the returns, then why are they still holding on to these investments?
Randy Mail is the political director of the Mass Divest Coalition. Her group encourages asset managers, like Boston-based Liberty Mutual, to dump fossil fuels from their portfolios. Liberty Mutual declined an interview request, but says it has cut fossil fuel investments in half over the past few years. The company recently announced it will stop investing in businesses that generate more than a quarter of their revenue from coal mining. Mail calls this progress, but says the changes don't go far enough.
And when we're thinking about how are we going to avert the climate catastrophe that we're facing, we need to think in trillions. And the way that we do that is by putting pressure on the institutions that we get our services from.
One high-profile pressure campaign focuses on Harvard's $41 billion endowment, which includes an undisclosed amount of fossil fuel investments. Video of last fall's Harvard-Yale football game, shot by student journalist Sienna Santer, shows demonstrators rushing the field at halftime to send a message.
Divest Harvard! Divest Harvard!
Divestment for Harvard would mean pulling its endowment money out of oil, gas, and coal businesses. Harvard's largest faculty group voted in favor of the idea last month, and university president Lawrence Bacow has agreed to present divestment to the Harvard Corporation, which decides such things. Campus activists have been pushing divestment as the right thing to do for years, but now the fiscal case may be stronger. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.